Good afternoon, Ed. Jeff.
Hi there, this is Chris from Lena Networks. How are you?
Oh, gee, that was bloody quick. How are you, Chris?
I'm good,
just,
and you?
I've just chatted with one of you guys on the chatting, and they said they'll get it. Well, okay, very good. Yeah, oh, look, I don't know if you know Richard from G-Tech.
DG-Tech?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's the one that recommended you guys, because we normally use Cisco. We're a Cisco partner as well. But
oh, wait,
told,
I think we're talking about two different things.
Yeah. Well, we were told that with Juniper and Cisco, one of our engineering guys was having a look at your product and all that, and it sounded pretty good. So we're willing to give it a go. It just depends on what sort of prices you guys have.
But so hold on a sec. So the call is recorded for training and quality purposes.
You forgot to say that, did you? You're in trouble.
I did. No. But I think we're talking about two different things. So I'm actually calling Moraine, and I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Oh, so who are you calling from?
I'm calling from Linham Networks, and it's Chris.
Sorry, Linham Networks. I thought you said, sorry. Okay. So you want to talk to Moraine. You're talking to Dom. So what seems to be the problem?
But I still know Richard from DigiTech, but I don't know what you were talking about, so that's why I got very confused.
Who am I speaking to, sorry?
Chris.
Okay, Chris. I'm glad you called me. I'm just ringing up regarding, no, you're ringing me up.
I'm ringing.
Now that I've got you on the bloody phone, oh my God, this is bloody crazy.
Yeah.
We have a situation where we've had a customer waiting for about 2 months where there's been a fiber break, and I wonder what's taken so long in getting that all up and running. I'll just
fiber break one. Yeah.
I'll just give you the address. Hang on a sec. Yeah.
Oh, I remember that case. In South Wales, right?
Hang on. I'm just getting the now pain. Yeah, it's been 41 Rance Road, Warrington,
yeah.
New South Wales. Yeah, because that was supposed to be fixed up. They gave a promise to be fixed up by now.
Yeah. Let me check. 41 Rance. 41 Rance. Let me check.
Is this why you were ringing up Moraine, or for something else?
For something else.
Okay. I'll put you through.
Give me one sec. While I have you on the line, I'll try to figure out. Give me one sec. Because I think I've seen something regarding the 41 Rance case.
So what the hell happened out there? How many people were affected by this?
No. 41 Rance Road is just one customer. I sent you an email the other day, you remember?
Yeah. I've got all that. Yeah.
Yeah. How many customers were impacted when they digged under the pathway? I think 3.
Okay.
Yeah. But... yeah, I don't see any update regarding the civil works. I think it was supposed to happen last week, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything. 21 Rents. 21 Rents. No,
I haven't
seen
anything like this happen before.
We have so little of these units. It's probably less than 1% of our locations. I think we have like 200 houses where the builder is supposed to complete the works.
Yeah.
So out of those 200 houses, I don't think it ever happened, honestly. This is the first time we encountered this situation.
Yeah.
I mean, out of the 200 houses, it's always the builder completing the works, but they never did a fiber break like that. Plus, I think there is even a truck that got involved in there. We don't know. I think they hit a pipe or something, a pit or something. I don't know. Okay, I haven't got any response. I think the guy's just on lunch break. I'll flick you an email this afternoon, or he will.
Yeah.
But I was calling Moraine regarding 72 Orong Road.
Hang on one second.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what's going on. You'll have to talk to her about that. I'm Dom. I own Airtel and stuff like that, but I do a lot of other stuff. She handles all that.
No.
So what I'll do is I'll transfer to her.
Yes.
And it would be good if we can just get that sorted, because the lady, she's got 7 kids.
Yeah, I'll
and
think a bit of
that. She's already spent over $2,000 with the bloody mobile phones and stuff like that, the poor thing.
She needs to check this with her owner. Honestly, like I said, the owner is totally aware of everything because the owner has to pay. So
we're talking about customers. Customers, they just want the internet working.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. I'll transfer you. Hang on a sec.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. Cheers, mate.